So today I want to talk about how to embrace disruption by changing the way you think about change. Now, we had a little bit of disruption here at the Basilico domicile. A few months ago, our washer broke. Now, it's not like any of us love doing laundry, but it's a disruption. So my wife basically says, fix it. I call up my local dealer who does all our appliance repairs, talk to them and said, hey, what's the best product at the best price that we can get relatively quickly because we don't want to wait a month? That happened with our fridge. We actually had to wait 6 months because of the size of it. It was a kind of a unique size that we needed to get for the cabinetry in our kitchen. So they gave me the options. I told my wife the price, about $1,100, because we wanted to get a new dryer at the same time. She said, okay. She looked it over. They were delivered. Life is good. Back to normal. So over the weekend, my wife looks at me and she says, I hate that washing machine. And I kind of knew why, but I asked her, I said, why do you hate it? Well, I can't set the water level. I have to rinse twice. It does this, it does that. And she just doesn't like the way that washing machines work today. Keep in mind, we've been in our house for 20 years, so we had a 20-year-old washer that was very inefficient, old technology, and now we've got this brand spanking new one that's bigger and better and faster, but it makes all kinds of noises and basically self-senses the water, and she hates all that stuff. And I started thinking to myself, why? And the reason is because Kim does not like change. That's really what it boils down to. So the disruption is more about the differences in the way the washing machine works. Now, we probably could have mitigated that by both of us going together in the car to the washing machine dealer and learn about all the options and look at all the different samples and figure out, you know, what had the best dials and options and all that stuff. But she didn't want to spend the time. When we came back with the new one, she didn't like the change. So one of the things that I realized is I needed to look at the change from her perspective. Now, chances are, if you're doing content marketing or you're working with customers and you're trying to convince them to change, you have to look at things from their perspective. I work with a lot of sales teams. And in there, you have a range of people, everything from millennials to seniors. Now, when you look at millennials, they love to text, but they don't like face-to-face meetings as much. They're more comfortable with technology. But at both ends of the spectrum, they love and hate certain parts of both of those. It doesn't necessarily mean everybody reacts the same way. When we deal with more experienced salespeople, they're used to getting on the phone more. They like face-to-face meetings, and they're not as comfortable with technology. But again, that level of comfort kind of covers both ends of the spectrum because you have some people that are introverts, some people that are extroverts in both of those camps. So when we're dealing with change, we have to look at things from the perspective of the people that we're asking to change. What are they comfortable with? What can they handle? And do they feel like they have a vested interest in it? Like if Kim had a vested interest in the washing machine picked, she probably would not voice that she does not like it as much. But because it was picked and thrust upon her, she feels comfortable with that. And I get it. So, if we're dealing with disruption, how do we change the way we look at change? Well, one of the things I think that's uber important is you have to start with the why. Why do you want to change? What is the thing that you're trying to convince somebody to do? When it comes to selling a product or service, you have to create what's known as the champion or the change agent. they have to be on board as to what you're changing, why you're changing it, and more importantly, how is that change going to affect the entire organization, the people, the processes, everything in there. I believe it starts at the top. You have to have that change agent, that champion, be a person who is willing to not only embrace change, but make the changes themselves. They have to lead by example. That way, they are the person that becomes the model for change. But they also have to be willing to listen to the people that are going to be affected by the change. And they have to actively listen and react to objections and do their best to try to figure out how to manage that. As I said with the sales teams, millennials are probably a lot more adaptive because they don't necessarily have themselves rooted in foundations of change. Where when you deal with more senior people, they tend to resist change. That's not how it works. That's not how we do it here. You know, so you have to listen to both sides and bring them together and create a communication network where they start to understand each other's points and you basically react and try to bring together that team so everybody's working cohesively. The second thing you have to do is you have to understand the WIFM, what's in it for me. Each one of those groups, every single person wants to know, how is this going to make my life better? Chances are, it's going to be more work up front to implement the change. But at the end, there should be some payoff. There should be less work later. There should be better results. It should make their life better. The bottom line is you have to understand how it will personally benefit each and every member of your organization and get them to feel like they become the champion of this change, that it's going to make their life better, and that it's going to make your group and the processes better as a whole. So here's the thing about change. Change is inevitable. Change happens. But everybody deals with change differently. So as the leader or the person that's trying to teach people or implement change, you have to have some skills. Those skills include, number one, be adaptable. Learn how to make change incrementally. Don't try to go in like a bull in the china shop and completely invoke this big change. You have to do it step by step. The next thing you have to be is flexible. You have to be able to listen and react to the people in your organization and help them to get on board with what's in it for them. And the last piece of this is you have to be willing to fail. Now, I don't think we're going to replace the new washer. I think over time, you adapt. You learn to get used to it. And I hope that our old washer, if you believe in washer reincarnation, will come back as a hubcap or maybe a garbage can or something useful. But it certainly changed our lives.